The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. We'll have a bit more open phone time in about 20 minutes. We also have a Diner 62 quiz that we're going to have in the, before we end up wrapping up for the day. And, of course, I hope, do you have your ballot in? Do I have to say this? I'm thinking most of the people who are listening probably already have them in. But if you know people who have not, and I am astounded, actually, in how many conservatives I've known and we've talked to, Linda and I have talked to people, and you find out, oh, yeah, election, I don't even know where my ballot is. It's almost as if the easier that voting has become, the more of a forgettable action it is. And I think that's unfortunate in this particular case. And the Democrats that are pushing these charter change measures are kind of counting on that apathy. Do your best to not be in denial and just drowning in apathy about this. Come on, grab the ballot. If you're going to do nothing else, just go ahead and circle in no votes on all the charter changes in both Jackson and Josephine County, if at the very least. There are some also really contentious political races in there, too. And if you haven't had time to research it, I've done some of the best, and I have a few suggestions on KMED.com on my show blog where I put that up the other day. I'll suggest on some of the judicial and the DA picks and a few other things. And by the way, another person wrote me last night, I forget who it was, and I'm sorry I forgot your name about this, but well, what about these, what do I do with the judges and the positions, the people who are running unopposed? You don't have to do anything. Don't worry about it, okay? Just leave them alone. If you want to write it in and make them feel better, I suppose. It doesn't really hurt one way or the other, all right? You don't have to do anything about that. But I do have some suggestions up there. And I have a feeling that I saw the 760 come in, which I think means Holly Morton. I think that she has some news on this, too. Let me see if I can just let it go in there. I could see some of the phone calls coming in. Hey, Holly, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah.
Couple of different things. One, of course, we're still available to pick up ballots for anybody who's ill or just can't make it in for any reason.
Right.
Just call our office anywhere between 10 and 5 at 541-295-8100, and we will have a trusted member of our team come and pick that up. All you have to do is fill out your ballot, sign the outside. That's very important. And seal the envelope, and we'll have somebody pick that up for you.
Yeah, and the idea is get it in the Dropbox, and we won't have the final results here for, well, the certified results don't happen for about a month, you know, after the election. But
37 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll have an idea with the first count tonight on how things are looking. I guess you still have up to a week or so for the mail-in votes to come in that you can all count those. And so
right.
I noted that, let's see, aren't we looking at about 24% turnout as of last night in Joe County and maybe about 23 in Jackson, if I recall? It's pretty close at this point.
I think we have a little higher turnout than that. I'm not sure.
Oh, you do?
But, you know, the problem. Yeah, I think we do. I'll get those numbers for you and get them in for sure. But, I was talking with somebody last night about it. It looked like we had a pretty good for right now. I mean, the thing is, they're sending a lot of the ballots up to Portland and back, so that doesn't help in figuring out what, you know, how many people have voted.
Yeah, now a mail person told me that they do their best to try to call the elections out of the mail sort, and that they would handle that locally. Have you heard differently?
Well, I went in and talked to Rihanna, our clerk, and that's what she told me. She said, well, we've got this deal where they postmark them the day that they come in, and then they bring them over here rather than take them and send them all the way to Salem and come back. So
yeah, so you know, all we're going
to so hard to tell.
Okay, so all we're going to get tonight then from Jackson and Josephine County is kind of the preliminary of what's actually in, right? And so the election season continues for another week until we get that. All right,
it's pretty crazy. Some of these elections, you know, you go right up to the last minute of certification before you really know who's in there, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so if the races are close, I would imagine that the vast majority of them are probably in the hopper, you know, right now. But, you know, what comes in later in the mail, you never know. We can't tell right now, all right? The point being though is that Democrats especially put massive either tax increases or big changes like these charter changes in Jackson and Josephine County on a ballot in which there's a lot of apathy connected with it, because they'll turn out their true believers to push that. And then we have to be just as good to overcome those intrusions. Okay.
Right. We don't want to be electing people that the lobbyists and so forth are putting forth. We want to elect what the citizens want. And we've got a lot. You know, I was just thinking earlier when Herman was talking very quickly that, the change in minimum wage greatly affects the overall culture. You know, you get this change in minimum wage. They make it so high that kids can't get a job. They're back in their parents' basement rather than out, working at the burger shops. And the burger shops now pay $22 or something an hour to have somebody flip burgers, which is why the burgers go up. I mean, everything is just this cyclical.
It is the dog, the economic dog chasing its tail. It can never catch it. And you're right about that, in that the higher the minimum wage goes, the less value an inexperienced and, well, like a kid who might want to get the first job. And if you have to pay someone who is that inexperienced, doesn't really have the job skills, but wants to learn at this point.
Right. It's a demotivator for everybody, Bill.
Yeah.
Because what happens, senior citizens, you know, would have thought, gee, $22 an hour, that's fantastic. So they're getting the exact same wage as, kids who are 16, 17 years old just entering the workforce.
Yeah, without the skills, though. And that's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem for
great equalizer.
It's a problem for all, okay? Hey, Holly, thanks. Good luck, and thanks for the service you're doing out there getting those ballots put in there, too, okay? You take care. It's a 7:45. Joseph, and... State Representative. I'll get everybody's titles right here. State Rep Dwayne Junker joins me here in a couple of minutes, and he's been paying attention to the sports teams. And, you know, we're supposed to believe all women, right? Isn't that what we were told in the culture? Believe all women. Me too. Hashtag me too. What about when you have the fake females that are going and robbing the real girls of their accomplishments? He's been watching this. We'll kick it around coming up.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit firstresponseirs.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com.
Saving big on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley big bucks over the years on love fun. Get a family four-pack of wildlife safari tickets, normally $96, now half off. Children's Museum of Southern Oregon, one adult and one child admission, normally $20, only $10. Save big on these deals and more at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
We've become used to paying for items at the register by simply tapping our phones or credit cards at the checkout. But credit card fraud is rampant. Are you ready for the next step in identification? I'm Kim Commando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55. Biometric payment schemes have been tried and rejected. No one wants to provide a fingerprint at the checkout. So with MasterCard, JPMorgan Chase, and other credit card companies on board, the next level in fighting fraud is your face. It's the ultimate form of biometric identification. The banks believe that facial recognition is invasive. We carry our faces around with us, out in the open, everywhere we go. So raising a privacy issue about this will be difficult. The ones most open to facial recognition are younger, Gen Zers. Millennials will come along. Boomers will be slower. Of course, with inflation as rampant as it is, facial ID or not, at the checkout, it feels like giving blood. Enter to win a brand new iPhone at winfromkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, ScamShield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With autopay using debit or bank account, less taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block might block calls you want. Disable anytime.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
19 after 8. State Representative Dwayne Junker joins the show. Dwayne, welcome back. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, you popped me some news about trans girls, I guess. And trans girls, as I have made, every time I hear the term trans, I have to say artificial in essence. And this has been something which has been really welcomed and completely done uncritically into girls' sports in the state of Oregon. And you had your daughter at a track and field meet over the weekend. And I was wondering if you could set the table of what happened in that particular meet. And where was the meet being held, by the way?
So we were in Eugene at Hayward Field. This mm-hmm. is the state championship. So this is the best of the best mm-hmm. For all schools, you know, 1A, 2A, and 3A are on Thursday and Friday. Friday and Saturday are 4, 5, and 6A schools. So, when you get to the big schools like the 6A, you're really getting the really great girls out there that are amazing. If you haven't been to Hayward Field, it's the most amazing track and field complex you could ever go to. And there was a boy named Aiden Gallagher that's from up in Portland that competes in the 200 and the 400 meter race. He is a trans boy that says he's a girl.
In other words, he's claiming to be a girl, but yet he's actually a biological boy, biological male, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you could see that this boy used to be, he's a working out. He worked out. He's got muscle along his back and his legs. I was very close to seeing him. And he's setting records. He set a school record, state record this weekend. He beat out in the 200. He beat out the number one girl in the state of Oregon. She is an amazing runner. I've seen her sister run before. And then he took second in the 400, but I feel like he really let up a little bit on the 400, just barely. It was just barely 10. So you're talking about tenths of seconds. And this boy, if he was running in the men's, the boys' league, he wouldn't even be there. He's not that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I've been to thousands of events. I have two daughters and two sons, so I know the difference between boys and girls when it comes to sports.
Wait a minute. Are you claiming to be a biologist? I'm having fun with you. I'm thinking about the...
For me, it's common sense that boys are stronger than girls. They have muscle definition, lung capacity, and all kinds of scientific that boys are built different than girls.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about, my daughters do competitive everything, travel everything, and this is my last kid that's graduating here next week. So I would say that I'm pretty close to an expert on boys and girls sports and what they can do.
There's a reason why we have separate sports teams for girls and boys, because of the biological inherent advantage that a male body has, the typical male body or the average male body athlete would have against the typical female. Now, there are some amazing female athletes that have naturally higher levels of testosterone. We've read about those kind of things, but still, they're naturally, biologically female, and they compete like crazy. They're just nuts out there. But this is crazy what's going on.
Yeah, this is crazy, and most people are just like so upset. How do we get to this point? And just to recap, how do we get girls, males in the girls' sports, high school sports in Oregon? And I would say it started out in 2019 with Kate Brown, Governor Brown. She signed an executive order. It was number 19-08, requiring state agencies to treat all persons consistent with their gender identification.
Not their gender reality, what they claim to be, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And this also opposed on the Oregon Department of Education, and they revised their policies due to this order, which then pushed the Oregon State Activities Association, OSAA, which does sports, to do the same thing. And the most concerning part of this next part is in 2021, we had a House Bill 3041, which changed gender identity in the state of Oregon as a protective class instead of sexual orientation. And if you look up the law, look up this on the Oregon legislature and look who voted for it, would make you even more concerned because there's so many Republicans that have voted yes for this.
So is this the HB 3041 that you're talking about?
This is HB 3041. I sent it to you. I prefer not to read all the Republican names that voted yes for this. I would say this part. You know, when people are going after the senators that walked out, at least they voted no on this. Boquist, Girard, or, you know, I'm saying Lisa Cum, Thatcher, Hensel Robinson. You know, these guys voted no for this stuff. But when you go to the House, you're going to be amazed that your Republicans voted yes for this.
Huh.
And I know we've talked about this before. Why would they vote for this? They're hurting our children. They're hurting my children. They're hurting this girl that lost a state title this weekend to a boy.
When you raise these issues with people who supported this, and I'm trying to figure out why would any Republican vote for this, because this is just, essentially a massive unfairness for biological girls. This is almost like saying biological girls don't even bother competing because some fake girl's going to come and just kick your butt, you know, next time there's a championship or a game. In something. I mean, reality, that's biological reality, is it not, Dwayne?
It is. It's really sad to watch. I sent you a picture of the girl that, you know, should have took first in her face, you know what I'm saying? And my heart goes out to that girl because, you know, it's not my daughter.
Well, no, the thing is, though, is that it looks like a dude. It's a dude, okay?
The dude won, yes.
Yeah, the dude won. You know, it's essentially what happened here, you know?
And here she is. These girls work their butt off, and I know this because to keep yourself and not getting hurt in the athlete, my daughter got a little hurt before track season this year and starting beginning. You're trying to stay healthy and compete at this high level, and here you are, some new person that's now a boy, is a boy, just comes in and starts setting records, which you've been working your whole life maybe, or, you know, most of it, to compete at a high level to win these things and to get college scholarships, awards, you know, and here we are, just because someone feels like they are a girl, now they can compete. And I really look at this as it's not that boy's fault, it's the adults. It's the leadership in our state. It's the Democrats. If you look who passed all this stuff, we have the Senate president right now, who was the chief sponsor of this bill, was Senator Lieberman. She's a lesbian. We have a governor that was Kotex was also.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian. We have
but even if you're a lesbian though, you would still be respective. You would respect biological reality, even as a lesbian. It wouldn't seem that you would be openly hostile to your biological sex, or am I wrong about that?
I think these people, because you got like this. There's another, I think I sent you Bonham, which is the Democratic House, you know, majority leader now. He's gay. And then you have Fahey, which is the speaker. All the, you know, they're either gay or have no children. But they're okay telling you about your children. You know, and then we have Republicans.
Well, I guess being gay or lesbian is now a qualification. Is actually a qualification for office in the state of Oregon, so that they can tell non-gay people how their kids should be treated. Okay, got it. All right.
You know, this was all put on by Basic Rights of Oregon, how is basic rights? You're taking rights away from others.
But you see, that's what I'm getting at. Everybody has a basic right except the biological female or the biological male. In other words, the people who are the ones to carry forth humanity, you know, in there.
Yeah.
And this is why we must speak truth about this and be truthful in our dealings with this and quit looking at how did this happen. This is an executive order. And you also had the state legislature back it up. Now, I'm here on House Bill 3034's page here. How do I find out?
3041?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 3041. How do I get the actual vote? Because when they talk about this, all they do is give the aye or the nays on the, it says like third reading, carried by Lieber, passed, ayes 21, nays 8. Senator Boquist voted no. Girard, Hansel, Hurd, Linthicum, Robinson, Thatcher, Thompson. But they don't tell everybody who voted for it. They don't say who voted for it. They only put the nays in there. Why is that?
Well, no, it should be eight yeas. If you go down to 6-7S, that's the Senate.
Got it. I have to expand it. All right. See, I'm on the state website. That's why I was asking you about this.
Yeah, expand it out, and then you can expand 6-8. You can see the House side who voted for it.
Okay, so here's the Senate side. I, Anderson, Dembro, I, Frederick, I. Now, see, these are Republicans, right, we're talking about?
Yeah, there's, look at Canope. Canope's on there. He voted yay for this.
Canope voted for this one. Really?
Yeah.
Johnson voted for this. Patterson voted for it. Riley, Steiner, Hayward, Wagner voted for this. Beyer, Burdick. I'm not surprised Jenny Burdick did that. Finley, Geiser, Golden. So, in other words, Senator Golden doesn't want to believe all women, right? When actual biological women say that this is unfair, he doesn't want to believe that. Okay.
No.
Jama.
Then you go to 6-6.
Yeah. Kenemer, Lieber, Manning, Prozanski. Robinson didn't vote for it. Taylor voted for it. Senate President Courtney voted. Okay, so that's it. Now, in the House, let's take a look. Now, Christine Drazen was excused. I think this was during the, for whatever reason, she was excused.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Jeff Kropp voted for it? Really? Okay. Vicky Breeze Iverson voted for this?
Yep, Christian person.
Yeah, the same one that put out the hit piece on Noah Robinson? Right? All right. Boy. McLean, Moore Green, Nathanson. You know, I don't know all the.
Yeah.
But you're right. Most of the. Oh, I can't believe this.
A lot of Republicans voted for it.
Kim Wallen voted for it.
And if you go up to the committee, which is under 4-1, every person in that committee, 4-1, voted out of committee. Not one of them protested. And look at those names there, too. Those are two of those names are local representative. And one's no longer a representative. The other one's in Medford.
Yeah, Lily Morgan voted to take it out. Kim Wallen voted to take it out of committee. You see, this is what we were getting at here when we've been talking about electing people who will vote no on bad legislation and not even vote to pass it out of committee. Don't even put your Republican stamp of approval on this. This is what we're talking about, isn't it?
They put their vote of, yes, this should leave the committee and go to the House floor. I would have said, hell no.
You know, see, this brings us up to what Kevin Starr is always talking about. Why do you bother with electing more Republicans when they end up voting with the Democrats on bad legislation like 3041? This makes no sense. This makes absolutely no sense.
If you're complaining about your daughter getting cheated, these are the people that are cheating your daughter right here. And we should stand up for the people that, like Gretzky, and some of these people that, you know, Stark was there, he voted against it, not there no more. But these are people we should be thanking for standing up for our daughter's rights. Hmm. You know, and then all the senators, Linthicum, these are guys that have principle in standards, and then people want to go after these senators. Well, no, these are good senators that were sticking up for your daughter's rights.
Yeah, it's something to consider here. And I don't know what saves female sports here, Representative Younger. I really don't. But 3041 has to be repealed if there's any hope of even saving this. If you're going to go with biological or gender identity, what someone claims they are in female sports rather than what they really are biologically, then female sports is toast. There's no reason. You're going to have all of the backbencher male athletes that can't make it in the male team playing on the girls' team. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I would hope that there are going to be some kind of discrimination lawsuit from, you know, these girls that get discriminated against because of the males, that are biological males. Or we have initiative put together that, you know, and people get enough signatures and overturn our state government.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the only other way is, you know, what the people say, because I believe there's Democrats out there, and, you know, really moderate people that would say, you know what, males shouldn't be playing with girls' sports. I think there's very common sense.
Yeah. And also males shouldn't be in the girls'
locker room.
That's just it. And by the way, what the 3041 is, it removed gender identity from definition of sexual orientation and creates a standalone definition of gender identity. What was the purpose of doing that in the first place, though, of 3041, you know?
I looked at this, you know, I wasn't there at the time. This just goes back to those catchy phrase lines. And what they were trying to do is like hate crimes and stuff like that. But it just continues to expand how this goes further. You know what I'm saying? Why did we need to pass something about hate crimes? You shouldn't be, you know, we already know this. You know, most people know you shouldn't be beating up people that think they're someone else.
Yeah. And by the way, this was all at the request of Basic Rights Oregon, which means it is political. It is a political push here.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many Republicans fell for it is, I don't know if they fell for it or they're just part of the agenda. And this is the part where we're just going to have to ask some uncomfortable questions of our Republican brethren over the coming weeks and months. Okay. Hey, let's grab a few calls here. I think people may have a question for you, given that you watched a biological boy ended up cleaning the clock of several girls in the state championships over the weekend. Hi, KMD. You're with State Yunker, State Rep Yunker. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, I think we've done a great disservice by using the left terminology. These are not trans people. They're pseudo people. Trans is an impossible thing. They're pretending. So let's just quit using biological male, because all males are biological. All females are biological.
Yeah.
And just refer to them as trans people.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Let me go to line three. Hi. You're with State Rep.
Donna from Grants Pass.
Hello, Donna. Go ahead.
I just think that maybe we should protest, you know, take a lesson from the left and not participate if they're going to let them play, if the guys are going to run.
What would you think about that, Dwayne? You know, if all the biological girls just said, hey, we're not doing this anymore, because there they are. They're up on the podium and they're standing there acting as if there's nothing wrong. Nothing going wrong as the boy cleans the clock of the best girls.
You know, I've heard that from several people. At a state competition, it would be really hard to coordinate that, because you have people from all different schools all through the state.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that I've seen that where middle school girls did that in another state. And I would agree that they just need to walk off, but it would be really hard coordinating that at the event. And it's not that I'm not against that. I mean,
Well, you know, the thing is, though, I've been on the record, you've been on the record, other people have been on the record, is that when bad legislation is moved forward, we have to say you vote no on it rather than just voting to move it along, right? You know, that kind of thing. You need to vote no on this and not add your voice to this sort of thing. And that's hard. And that's hard sometimes. You talked about how hard it is to not be part of the main horde. But maybe that's, you know, we have to ask the same thing of the athletic competitors, you know, same sort of thing, in which it's going to be really hard, in which you just don't participate. And you get to the point where if all you have are a handful of biological females just getting creamed by, you know, a bunch of biological males who claim gender identity of female, then the absurdity gets raised to such a point. But I mean, as long as the biological girls go along with this, as long as they go along with it and act like nothing is wrong, I don't know if anything changes. It's a tough one. You see where I'm coming from?
Because we're talking about children, you know what I'm saying? We're adults.
Yeah.
So,
they just want to go out and run their sports or play their game, you know, that kind of thing. But when you are being told by the state, through the governor, through what the state legislature has enabled, to salute an absurdity, a scientific absurdity out there, a biological absurdity, that, you know, there's going to have to be more standing for truth on this one, and it's going to be painful. It really is. And it's tough situation that we find ourselves. I appreciate the report on this because, like I said, you were watching this happen in real time. And is your daughter graduating this pretty soon? Is she planning on doing track and field in college? I'm just curious.
No, she's going to do soccer in college. So
that's soccer in college? Sport. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is that still a problem? Do we have boys playing on the girls' soccer team in college? I don't know.
Well, I think NAIA is that no. Mm-hmm. They've already came out saying that the lower college levels have already said that biological boys cannot play with girls.
So okay.
That's good. I'm not too sure about the NCAA. I think they might be going that trend, too. They think they're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Gaines has really been pushing this movement.
Well, yeah. I mean, you talk about destroying the scholarship ability that many of the best female athletes have. I mean, there's real damage being done here. It's not just a matter of, oh, come on, it's just someone playing a game and, getting a record. We're talking about future scholarships and future professional opportunities also for these people.
Yeah, you get these people have been training. Most of these people at this level have been training for several years, trying to get this to go to college to play at this level. Mm-hmm. Especially when you got these state athletes, it's not just like kids playing sport at the school. These are your top athletes at your schools. They're the ones moving on. They're the ones that you have. College coaches, they're watching them to see if that's someone they want to bring to their school. And then they miss out on those opportunities if they boycott, too.
And I have compassion for the gender-confused folks, all right? That's, it's not a matter of, dislike there. But at the same time, my compassion does not rise to the level of you destroying the truth and the opportunity for other people in which your confusion is worshipped above all else. That cannot be permitted. And you can see this coming to a head, I think, in the near future here. State Representative Dwayne Junker, we appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the information from that meet over the weekend. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Be well. It is 19 before 9 at KMED, KCMD.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger laminated columns that are 100% treated, warrantied, and provide superior structural integrity. Every building is tailored to meet your specific needs and budget. Visit Johnson.Builders to view their past projects and start planning yours.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
To prune or not to prune? The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Someone's saying that if it's not freezing out, that you can't go trim them.
I don't want to expose that cut wood to freezing temperatures. That's when I don't prune. I'll prune an apple tree, not the big pruning of the year, unless I'm trying to dwarf the tree in the middle of the summer. What your friends are telling you is just misinformation.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Crazy Gene, you have a germ of genius in something you were telling me off air. I wanted you to tell everybody about this. This having to do with the trans boys, in other words, the biological boys that were cleaning the clock of biological females at the track meet over the weekend here. But go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that this is a lot like a relationship you hear about, and men they're married to, or men they're just going out with. These men could beat them left and right. I mean, beat them up and bloody.
Yeah.
And they will still keep coming back for more.
That's interesting because, in a way, the trans athlete then is well, you know, it's held harmless there. It's kind of like we're beating you, not physically like assaulting, though, but it's the same kind of thing. And no one's supposed to say anything about this. And you're supposed to salute the absurdity, right?
I guess they think that he'll be rude or something by approaching the man and said, honey, I won't take this anymore. I am leaving.
You know, it really will take women. And I know that women tend to be much more in plug with the feels than women, than men are for the most part. And so I understand they're probably like, oh, I can't go against this because it might be looked at as. But there will come a point, though, where biological women are just going to say, no, I can't take this anymore. We're not going to take this anymore. And I don't think anything changes until that happens. Because, even look at the Republicans that that voted for this. Too many of the men even afraid to vote against that agenda. I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Let me go to next line. Hi, KMED, KCMD.
Hi, Bill. Hey, let's not let them push the narrative on how we say things. Instead of DEI, I think DEI should DIE. So let's call it DIE instead of DEI.
Well, I call it DEI, which is didn't earn it.
Yeah, that's true, too. But
no, I kind of like didn't earn it. I really do. Because
that's not bad. I like that, too.
But point well taken. I get it. All right. Die or DEI. All right. Let me go to Patrick. Patrick, deplorable Patrick. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Hey, it's not a perfect world, and one of the reasons you know is because I have to be kind of a hit-and-miss listener to the program most of the time, but today I'm able to be off and stay pay attention. But I wanted to bring up something I thought I heard the other day, listening with one ear while I was on the fly.
Just get to it, please. Please get to it, okay?
About, what's that, Ozempic in the food?
No. We were just talking about there's no Ozempic in the food, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, that is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I'll keep it.
But all I was saying, though, is that, I think I might have been making a half joke or something like that with, like, here it is, I'll eat what I want and then just stab the Ozempic in my thigh or whatever it is, get that going. You know, $1,000 a month, everybody. Boy, I'll tell you, you want to talk about a racket, the Ozempic thing, for $1,000 a month for all these celebrities and things like that. I don't know, maybe it'll be at the point where they'll just put it in the water supply. Maybe that's what I was implying.
Good case for having reverse osmosis filtered water.
Darn straight. Appreciate the call, DP. It's 847. Diner 62 Real American Quiz is coming up after news. I'd love to get you on this. 770-5633. Diner 62, of course. By the way, they have amazing salads. And a lot of times, diners don't tend to have great salads. But Diner 62 does. I'm talking about other diners. Diner 62 has amazing salads, including the taco salad, some of the best in the valley. And they sent me a chef salad last week for Friday's breakfast here. They came in, and it was so just solid, just good, filled with meat and eggs and protein and just a delight. I can't recommend it highly enough. And you can get one of those too, or the third-pound burgers, or the we got the clam chowder Fridays and all those breakfast specials. It's all there. Just jump on it. 770-563-377-OKMED. We'll start with caller number 9 after news, okay? This is Bill Meyer. On June 1st, KCMD's format evolves to something that many have asked for, an adult classics format. Music like Tommy James and the Shondells, Elvis, Aretha, so many more. We're going to call it the Jukebox. As a bonus, the Bill Meyer Show remains on the air where it's been since 2014, morning 6 to 9. Great local talk and the music that made America great. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. The Bill Meyer Show and the Jukebox, our new station, KBXG 99.3, starting Saturday, June 1st. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump will not take the stand at his New York criminal trial. His lawyers have rested their case without Mr. Trump's testimony. The jury has been sent home for a week, closing arguments expected a week from today. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against suggestions that he and other Israeli officials are guilty of war crimes. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking arrest warrants for Netanyahu and others. The prime minister condemns it as disgraceful and anti-Semitic. Denver launching a new program of aid for illegal immigrants. It includes 6 months' worth of rent, free computers and cell phones, along with help for asylum applications. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are now in positive territory. The Dow is up 63 points, the NASDAQ ahead 3, and the S&P is up 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show. 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
It's the Election Day Diner 62 Real America Quiz. By the way, 2 pork chops and eggs or an 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends, too. Along with everything else, and Lauren is here, hungry as always. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
I'm doing okay today. I got some personal struggles going on with family, but I'm happy to be on you and getting a win, I hope.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that, I hope you get through your struggles there. Everyone's struggling with something. You always try to be kind. Hey, Lauren, it was today in history, May 21st, 1542, Spanish conquistador Hernando de Soto dies in North America. In late 1539, de Soto landed on the west coast of Florida, had about 600 troops and servants and staff, 200 horses, and a pack of bloodhounds. And from there, the army set about subduing the natives, preparing the region for Spanish colonization. Now, he was traveling throughout the present-day southeastern United States. De Soto failed to find the gold and the silver that he wanted, but he did seize a valuable collection of pearls in present-day South Carolina. Now, decisive conquest also eluded the Spaniards, as the area lacked that big centralized civilization like Mexico and Peru had. Okay, Lauren? In what present-day state did De Soto die in? Was it A, Arkansas, B, Louisiana, C, Mississippi, D, Alabama, or was it E, Texas?
I'm going to go with Texas.
Texas sounded good, but I'm sorry. Sorry for the struggle, but you have to try again on Thursday, okay? Let me go to Jack. Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Morning, Bill.
All right, not Texas. So Hernando de Soto, he either died in what is now present-day Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, or Alabama. What do you say?
Let's go with Arkansas.
Go with Arkansas. Yeah.
You're a winner!
De Soto contracted a fever. He died in what is now Arkansas, ended a 3-year journey for the gold, took him halfway across what is now the U.S. In order that local peoples would not learn of his death, though, and thus disprove De Soto's claim of being a god, you know, divinity, his men buried his body in the Mississippi River because they didn't want him to know. And for the most part, the Indian warriors they encountered, Jack, were intimidated by the Spanish horsemen, and they kept their distance. In October of 1540, however, the tables were turned when a confederation of Indians attacked the Spaniards at the fortified Indian town of Mabila, near present-day Mobile, Alabama. All the Indians were killed along with 20 or 30 of DeSoto's men. Several hundred Spaniards wounded, too. And in addition, the Indian conscripts that had come to depend on them to bear their supplies all fled with the baggage. So they took off with the goods. So they got a little bit of stuff for all their trouble, okay? Jack, hang on. We'll send you to Diner 62. Hang on. Let me get your address and we'll have some fun with that. We'll do another one on Thursday.
Hey, Cody, we should start doing inspections on people's vehicles when they get an oil change so they know if they need anything else.
We already do that.
Let's vacuum the floorboards then.
We already do that too, boss.
We'll throw in a nice air freshener.
Yeah, that too.
So you're saying we do a free inspection, vacuum the floorboards, and throw in a free air freshener every time somebody gets their oil changed?
Yeah, boss. Every car, every time.
Well then, Cody, just keep up the good work.
Visit American Rentier Garage on Biddle Road, right across from Elmer's.
American Rentier Garage, we are United Through Service.
When concrete around your home sinks, it's never pretty, and it's usually not safe either. Terra Firma has the solution. We can inject safe, expanding foam through a hole smaller than a dime and lift existing concrete sidewalks, steps, patios, and more. Best of all, there's no mess, and you can walk or drive on the repair in just 15 minutes. So for a solution to sinking concrete at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, call Terra Firma for a safe, clean concrete repair.
Are you ready to lock and load for the summer? Look no further than Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. This May, they are bringing you an explosive deal. Purchase any handgun and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. That's right, purchase any handgun in the month of May and receive a box of ammo absolutely free. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit Good Guys Guns today. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Hey, we need a dad joke. We've had a lot of heavy-duty conversation this morning on inflation and the sports issues there, the challenges of the biological girls and so much more. And we have a dad joke of the day, sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And by the way, if you have a better dad joke than what I will tell you next, just go to twodogsfab.com and email it to them. Maybe you'll hear it on my show. And by the way, Two Dogs Fabrication, Southern Oregon's exclusive Northstar dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build a custom flatbed made to your specific specifications. And by the way, they can also get you ready for fire season, custom-made aluminum top-mount forestry racks for the vans, specially fabricated for carrying all that firefighting gear. Okay, twodogsfab.com. And I have to give this is Doug on behalf of Danny Dean. You know, Doug is always sending these ones in here. Bill, this one is from our son, Danny Dean. Mother Frog, your dad's expensive DNA ancestry test came back today. It turns out your dad is part German and part Irish. Why is your father, Frog, so dissatisfied with those results? And the daughter, Frog, says, Dad wants his money back. All his life, he'd been told he's a tadpole. Ooh. It made me smile, okay? But I saw it come in, all right? Okay. A bunch more people were writing in this morning about the... I was talking about Chester this morning. It was the pebble in my shoe, talking about my 14-year-old cat who appears to be, you know, dying and just on his way out, not absorbing food. And Debbie says, Bill, sorry to hear about Chester. I completely understand. I do a lot of cat rescues. I love cats. I have 25 rescues. I know it seems excessive, but they get great care. Anyway, Chester's issue sounded like thyroid until you told me he has been tested for that. I have two older ones on thyroid meds that were losing weight and starving all the time. Sorry, I don't agree with Minor Dave. It is up to us to do what is humanely best for the fur babies. I never let my cats or dogs die on their own. What you decide to do with Chester is between you, Linda, and your vet when it is his time. Prayers to all of you. Sounds like he's had a great life with you and Linda. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate that. Maureen writes me in there. I just got in on the tail end of the conversation about Chester. But, oh, let me see if I could. Oh, here we go. This is one. I'll do Maureen's tomorrow. But Granny writing in saying, Francine is right. I lost a dog to pancreatitis, EPI, cognitive decline in older cats there too. And so maybe the exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, that sort of thing. And all right. I don't know if I can do anything about that with medication or not, but apparently EPI for a cat is a thing, huh? But I appreciate all the emails, and I read them all, and we'll talk more about that on Wheels Up Wednesday and get a lot of other stuff to do that too, okay? Catch you then. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
This is Bi-Coastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.